It's Vodka Friday.
Guess who's back?
Yes. Donna's back. Hey, Donna.
The cat came back.
Looking good as ever.
Always. I hope I can say that. What? I'll let you know.
That's for people that
Do you know I identify as a cat?
I identify as a cat.
I never went anywhere.
Oh, God.
Imagine that. People in school, are they still doing that?
I had holidays, and then I had pneumonia.
How was that? Did you really? You had pneumonia?
Yeah, I did.
Sick as a dog. I don't know what that means. Not sure we can say that either, but she was sick as a dog.
2 weeks of holy mother moly.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Kicked my butt.
Food poisoning, but not.
That's awful.
Are you sure it was food poisoning? Because neither Mike and I had it.
Well, doesn't matter. You can have one bad shrimp. You can have one. Bad chicken breast.
It was coming out the end like lava.
Oh. There's a lot more than I ever need to know about you.
That's why they call it the runs.
The runs, exactly. I couldn't venture too far from the toilet.
So I got to tell you, speaking of that, I'm getting my hair done today, as you probably have noticed. Thank you for commenting. Donna did, though. Anyway, I feel pretty proud of this.
So
I'm sitting here and I get a text from a friend of mine that's going away, and she goes, "What's that stuff you take to keep you regular when you travel?" So I go, "Senecot." So the lady that's sitting there getting her hair done as well, I turn around and go, "We're at that age when you're being asked how you keep yourself regular. And nobody cares. Nobody gives a shit."
Is it Metamucil when you get it?
No, it's Senecot.
Senecot? What is Senecot?
It's the little pills that you take before you go to bed and the next morning, oh, just a millionaire.
It's kind of like Dulcolax or whatever.
You're like, ooh. Yes. Yeah, no, Dulcolax is for not that's the exact
stop.
Opposite.
Yeah.
That's for the exact opposite.
No, Dulcolax makes you, it's a laxative.
Dulcolax is to stop the
runs.
Dulcolax.
No, the Senecot is, I can't even believe we're talking about this right now.
I know one thing. If I'm ever confused before I go away and I want to control that end, I'm calling one of you two.
Yeah, apparently we have all the answers. Anyway, it struck me as a little funny that this was the conversation we're having at this age.
It's funny that we're having a conversation right now about this. Actually.
No kidding, right? Hey, everybody, have a Vodka Friday. This is the shit we used to talk about on a Friday night.
Well, she is an expert on foreskin.
What?
We're not going back down that route. That hole.
Switch gears real quick.
I can't even believe I said that though, and I'm not saying it again.
What did I miss while I was away?
Was she not on that podcast when we were talking about foreskin?
No,
I have a question.
Like circumcised or uncircumcised?
Which do you prefer?
Circumcised.
At a girl.
100%. And I'm not slamming anybody that's not.
No, we're not. Because we are pro.
I'm allowed to have my preference.
Yes. Well, Rita has a reason why she's anti.
We're not doing that
reason?
Again.
What's your reason?
No.
It's like urine.
Oh, my
Sorry.
God.
I so said that on the podcast.
I know her secret, so I know.
Oh yeah.
I'm sitting here with a smirk on my face.
Yeah, that's right.
I heard
Well, that's never happening again. Oh, that'll be my question on my dating app. Are you circumcised or not? Because if you're not circumcised, you and I, we can't go forward. We just cannot.
I have so much I could say, and I'm still not going.
You
there.
Absolutely could.
So I should put that on my dating app. I am circumcised.
I don't know what happens in your 50s.
You think
whether
that's
you just
important?
Become.
To
me, it kind of, well, it wouldn't make
you know,
me
it tastes
not
like
be with
piss.
Somebody if I like them. See, that would be a concern for you too, Dave. Not just me.
Tastes like piss?
Yes.
Some guys are into that. Not me, but some guys are into that. Yeah. I've seen it.
I'm not into that.
I've just seen it on porn. I've not seen it.
Oh, yeah,
I've seen
but
it
that's,
on live.
Yeah, that's not real life, though.
No.
Well,
I don't know.
It looked pretty real.
Oh, God.
Well, it ended up in his mouth, so I'm thinking it's pretty real.
It was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. It was
no, I think it was intentional.
I know it was.
I
had a couple stories I could get into.
I know.
I did, on my
podcast, which was not a good thing.
You know what? I'm trying to make my life easy.
That's
so.
Right.
Yeah, good
I'm
idea.
Leave it where it is.
Perfect.
That's
good
right.
idea.
Exactly. You can speak
That's looking
through
ahead.
Me. Speak through me.
No, I can't.
Okay.
No, but you know what? The thing is, and it's only one person that. I don't even know, like, that ever was uncircumcised.
It's okay, stop. Oh.
So if you're listening to this, you know who the fuck you are. Just saying.
Happy belated Vodka Friday, St. Patty's Day.
St. Patty's Day, yes. Did you do anything, Jeff?
I was around the neighborhood, and some green stuff
stalking
on.
People?
No, but I was escorted home.
Did
about
you poop
4:30.
Green?
No, I didn't do that.
No, you didn't poop green?
Neighborhood
you were escorted home? The police officer?
No, no, just the neighbors.
Oh, all right.
Yes, the neighbors escorted you home?
I stubbed my toe and they were wanting to make sure I got home.
Oh, my God.
Did you go up to the Legion?
Stubbed my toe and was loaded? That's another word for that now?
I had some of the green stuff.
Yeah. It was a leprechaun. I thought it was a leprechaun.
Yeah.
I was singing, dancing, trying to find a clover. Not just four-leafed either. I'd have settled for three yesterday. Anyhow, the neighbors
said. You're Irish, though, aren't you?
Yep. Neighbor said, it's time for you to go home. And I went, to go with you.
What? You're asking me to leave? What?
I looked up the hill and I went, it seems like a long way.
Do you remember there was a night, it was Vodka Friday, we were sitting around at my table. This is way, way back in the early days. And nobody would leave. It was like 3:00 in the morning. And I'm sitting at the table and I finally turned around and went, get the fuck out, everyone. Like, just like that. They went, oh, seriously, go home. I need to go to bed. I think Jeff was there at that. I'm pretty sure you were there. I just turned around. I was loaded and I wanted to go to bed. And nobody would leave.
And get, and it was, get, you know, her out. Warm, the warm way she says it.
Yeah.
It really, you really feel the message.
You feel welcome to come back.
And then when
the earth shudders, and yeah, it's time to go.
Yeah. Say, she's just kidding, right? No, she's not.
She's
really upset.
Well, 3 a.m. I mean,
I was drunk and tired. Get out. Yeah.
Take a hand.
You've overstayed your welcome.
That's right. Oh, I've just gone to bed before. I've just said, like, you lock up. Like, I'm going to bed.
See, I never did. I didn't trust the buggers.
Well, there's that. Probably Jeff.
Happy belated. My dad turned 90 last week.
90? Wow. Yeah.
My dad turned 80.
Yeah. But I think my dad was a
happy
week after.
Happy birthday to both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I'm thinking, your dad's 80, mine's 90, and I'm thinking, fuck off, am I going to make it that far?
I doubt it. You live pretty recklessly.
Guarantee he's not going to make it.
No, forget that. I won't know who I am.
I'll talk at your funeral, though, just so you know.
I won't know.
She'll sing.
That's what I'm telling you now.
So 90, did you have like a birthday party for him or what?
Yes.
Yes.
The
whole family.
Yep, the sisters, the grandchildren.
Anybody fight?
No.
Perfect.
There was no. Nobody fought.
Good.
It was a joyous occasion.
Nice. Successful.
It was. Nobody fought.
Well, it's lucky that you have your mom and dad still alive.
Yep.
And they're both in their. Oh, how about your mom?
87.
Wow. So that's pretty. That's
his
a long
mom's
life.
A force, man.
It's a long life.
Well, she's
six beers a day, right?
Yes.
Still?
6 beers a day.
Really? She's a case of beer a week.
Wow. It's all right.
Well, you know.
You know, some people.
She healthy?
She's had to put up with you for the last
60 years.
But she's always been 95 pounds.
Yeah, she's a little spark plug. Yeah,
so relatively
she's got
speaking,
a patch
she's healthy.
She got.
She's a pirate now.
She's a pirate. My mom's sailing the seven seas. She said,
see, we're all laughing, but nobody could see the patch on.
She got shingles in her eyes, so when I go down there, she's got a patch on. So she's going, I'm really, my depth perception's all fucked up. And she's really pissed. And that's what she said.
Because it's hard to reach for the beer when your depth perception's up.
And I said, well, put it on
no
the
offense
left
to your mom.
Side. No,
I like your mom. I don't know, but I like her.
No, laugh.
We know what it's like when we say something. It doesn't work out so well.
She's not listening to our podcast.
Yeah, we get called on the
pretty,
carpet.
Pretty sure she's not listening to our podcast.
So let's see who we've insulted so far.
Yeah.
People with foreskins.
Yeah, just so you know, we don't care. If you're offended, don't listen.
Well,
so St. Patty's Day, we had a good one. Yeah. All three of us. You didn't come. I don't know. Maybe you didn't get the invite.
He was out there. Yeah, no, he could have got it. He was on the list.
We went to Roxy's in Brantford and heard Felicia play.
Felicia McNeil.
And the place was
like the old Woody days. Packed.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
well, that's
like
a good crowd. That's
you know
crowd.
What? Like
shoulder
15
to shoulder.
Minutes to get to the bathroom and back, right?
Wow.
It was, yeah, it was great.
We came in just at the end of that.
You came in before. Like,
it was good. When
I'm
we
telling
came.
You.
It was still
so,
busy, but it wasn't like shoulder to shoulder.
So I asked. Yeah, I probably shouldn't say it online. I'm not going
to
say it online.
So it was a good turnout by
everybody. You asked me to leave.
No. I just asked what their capacity is.
Oh, well, I wondered. Mm-hmm. I wondered because I heard that it was so packed.
It would probably be 25.
No, it's 45.
Okay. And
they had
even back
that.
On Woody's day.
They might have had 44 in there.
Yeah. They had, maybe 46.
Yeah. Had to make up for COVID. When
depends
the
where you're counting from. Depends where you count from. Front to back.
And people are in and out. Yeah. Anyway, it was a good afternoon. She played well, 3 till 6. And
it's such a cool vibe.
It's a great vibe in there.
It's a pub, right?
It's a local pub with
really good food.
It's got the Scottish
great
Irish.
Great food, yeah. Great food. Great entertainment. Felicia was
and friendly. Amazing. And they remember you when you go in. Like, you know, you go in there twice and they know who you are and they remember your drink. And that's just one of those family.
I mean, we have to remember, she just came off of surgery, right?
So, yeah, I know. Yeah, she did
like
really
a big surgery.
Good.
So she sounded phenomenal, really. Yeah, it was a good day.
And she was up to her little funny little answers that she does. She's a lot of fun, right?
Yes. Yeah.
She's a great entertainer. Anybody gets the chance to hire her.
Felicia McMinn.
She's fantastic. She's awesome. She just has a way with her, like with the crowd, that she holds
engaged.
Them.
Yep. She's engaging.
Yeah, she is engaging. Yeah. Have you seen her play, Jeff?
Yep. Yeah. I saw her down Dover a couple times at the Legion there.
So I'm going to give a shout out because on Friday night I went to a place called Capital 33, and it's in Delhi. I've never been to Delhi, by the way, in my life.
Oh, really?
It's a really pretty little place. I have to tell you.
Never been to Delhi.
It used to be really popular. It used to be really big back in the
tobacco
days.
Capital.
Yeah, no, exactly. So we ended up going there to watch this Irish band called Fiddlesticks, I think. And they were good. They were a lot of fun. And they had a sort of a – so they have this venue that – they have a stage that anchors it. They have enough for, I don't know, say 250 people that can sit in there. And, I mean, they have a little, like, dance floor and tables, and you can order food and booze and stuff like that. So there was six of us that were there. Then one of the owners came over, and, of course, I pitched him on Vodka Friday, which was ironic because he said to me, he goes, I actually just got drunk on your product this week.
Oh,
with
really?
One of our other licensees, which is Dan at the Barnyard. So shout out to Dan at the Barnyard. And anyway, so I'm hoping they take us in. But anyway, he ended up buying her. So the place emptied out about, I'd say probably about 11. They started playing at 8:30, so probably around 11. It was empty, and the six of us sat and drank with the owner as he paid for our drinks. It was fantastic. So we go, 1 o'clock, we got to go. Like, we got to go. I don't think you're ending this anytime soon, but we got to go.
And you're like an hour from home. Like,
yeah. Shannon drove.
Good 45 minutes.
Yeah,
45.
For sure. But it was, you know, it's a sleepy drive, but it's a really,
it's a
really
drive,
pretty
actually.
Little town.
Yeah, I love driving there.
Yeah, Delhi's nice.
It's really nice. Yeah.
They used to have I think they sold the golf course for development. There's still one on the outside town. But I think that place is at the old Belgium
Hall. There were a couple in Delhi. Yeah.
No, this place is the old theater downtown.
It is the old theater. Okay,
the old movie theater.
Yeah. It's cool. It reminds me a lot of the Rope Factory with the way that they have the exposed brick and what they've done to it. It's really, really nice.
Yeah, it was the Capitol Theater, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was the Capitol Theater.
It's Capitol 33, right?
Makes
I think
sense.
That's what it's called, Capitol 33.
Capitol 33,
yeah. So it was Capitol Theater, yeah. Because they had one, and Paris had a Capitol Theater.
We did, too. Yeah, that's right. Anyway, that was really cool, and it was a lot of fun. It was a great way to launch off. And you know what I found out that day? Actually, because we did Ancestry DNA, which we've talked about on the podcast before. And so I get an email from Ancestry that there's a new upload on an ancestor, which happened to be my dad's father.
Okay.
So my dad's father died young. My mom was 16 when he died. Mm-hmm. And anyway, he is 100% Irish. I go, look at me being
your dad's
all Irish.
Father?
No,
was
my mom's father okay. was 100%
Irish. 100%
Irish. Mm-hmm.
So
anyway.
That means you're.
I don't know.
A quarter
a
Irish?
A little bit Irish. Yeah. No, I am. I'm 54% French. The rest of it is English, Irish, and Wales.
I could say something. So
what?
Hit the bell, Don, please. Nothing, Dave.
Just to shut you up before you even speak?
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought that was... I was happy about
Irish.
That.
I'm a little bit Irish. My mom's mom was Irish, so...
I'm a little bit. My dad was Scottish, and a tiny bit Irish.
So you people have all had a little bit of an Irish in you?
That's what you were going to say? That's what's making you laugh?
If I look back over the last X many years, probably.
Probably, yeah. I'm sure somebody was.
It's like when I met my new neighbor. She was petting a cat, and I said, that's a nice pussy. She said, would you like to pet my pussy? I said, yep, you got to move the cat first.
Don't hit my back. I've got pneumonia back.
Wait to tell that joke.
All right, I can go now.
Boom, boom.
I got nothing.
I got nothing.
It was funny, though, actually.
That was pretty funny.
That was funny.
So, your dad's Irish there, Jeff, or
somebody
what?
In my family is.
Both parents or what?
It would be on the Johnson side. I used to think we were Scottish, and somebody said they were Black Irish because they didn't know whether... They didn't want them in...
They all interbreed.
Well, it's a puddle jump, right?
It is, exactly.
Well, I was told that the Johnsons of Scotland got pissed off of all the Scots fighting with the English all the time, said, fuck it, we're going to Ireland, at least they're fun, and they don't bother you. So then they went to the Northern Ireland and then made their way south. There's a castle. There's a book called The Gentle Johnstons, written by an old retired Supreme Court Justice of Canada.
Okay.
Related to you? Who probably the, not. There's no. a million Johnstons.
No, but it's a book written about the Johnstons.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I bought it.
Oh, did you read it?
Yeah. Oh. But I gave it away to people, to other people that, you know, who want to know more about the Johnstons? Why we are.
So the girls that he was dating, this might be your Bible where I'm concerned. All the good stuff, that's me.
Then I showed him that. He said, you see that old 16th century all rundown castle? It's mine.
It's not there anymore, but it's mine.
It's just a couple walls, but oh, baby.
Speaking of, have you guys watched The Gentlemen at all?
No.
It just started.
What
right?
is it?
It's on Netflix. And
it's an English show.
It is.
It's a period show?
No, it's modern. Oh. But it's a family with that kind of lineage with castles and stuff. Yes. Anyway, okay. I watched, I think, one episode last night.
I started
pretty,
it.
Good? Pretty cool. Yeah. Well, and the guy's a super freaking hottie.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if he's circumcised.
It doesn't matter. He's cute enough, it's okay.
Oh, you would just deal with it.
Is that the first thing that crossed your mind?
No. Sort of segueing back to where we started, that dark hole we went down.
Well, might have been, how big is it? Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Jeez, and they think that guys are bad. Holy.
I don't even know what to say.
See, your mouths say it, our brains say it.
Oh, okay, yeah, we verbalize it. Yeah. You guys don't verbalize it.
At times it must be a shock.
That's what it is. What?
When it pops out.
When it pops out.
And it's got a hood.
Oh, no, you have no idea.
it's something.
Yeah, it's yeah.
I'm trying to think something of female anatomy that I've been exposed to over the years that has jumped out and shocked me that already wasn't prevalent.
Yeah, but every chick.
How about the one that wasn't there?
Hang on, though. Every chick looks different.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
That way.
Yes.
Yes.
And like I heard.
Some are more
different.
Frilly.
Frilly?
Oh, furry.
Frilly.
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 Fringy, frilly,
like
I don't
chubby,
know, flowy. I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Floppy, floppy.
Wait, that good
oh,
he's talking about labia.
I don't
know
about this.
He's talking about labia.
Me, I'm talking about the person in a whole.
But there's a lot of different ways it looks.
But anyhow,
all I know is I've had twins. It doesn't look the same. None of it does. I'm not saying that. I'm saying just
internally.
Even my stomach and shit. Like, you know what? Like, so I was talking to somebody that I've been friends with for a long time. And this is just the other day. And he goes, I got to tell you. He goes, it's not really important to me. Like, and he's in great, great shape. He's worked really hard to get in great shape. And that's great. He goes, but it's not important to me that my partner is in the same shape that I'm in. Because
right.
I get it's different for you. You've had babies. You're women. It's a different metabolism. It's a different whatever, right? And he goes, so it's I don't need somebody to be able to bounce a quarter off their
I
ass.
Know who
most,
that is.
Most
I know
people,
you do.
Most people are right? like that, though. Most people are not.
I think it's us that get kind of caught up on that a bit.
I think everybody has their own hang-ups. And they think, oh,
your
I've got
personal
roles.
Ones, right?
I got,
yeah.
I got folds that I don't want to see and blah, blah, blah. Like,
whatever,
we all
right?
have body issues, right?
Yeah. But, yeah, well, yeah.
But I think for the most part, we don't reflect that in our partner. We don't
but don't you think 90% of the population would stand in front of a mirror and go, I don't look like a supermodel.
Tell you what, I'll come over tomorrow.
That's what I'm saying. Right. That's what I'm saying. 90% of the population has issues with their own body.
I'll stand with you naked in front of a mirror tomorrow and we'll clear it all up.
I'm good, Jeff.
You know what the problem is, though? So
bad mirrors.
No, yeah, you have bad mirrors in that room. It's fucking horrible. I feel like, oh my God.
They're from the circus.
I actually, the other day, I was thinking, I saw myself, we filmed something last week, and I'm looking at myself in the camera and I go, I feel like I'm thinner than what that represents me, right? Yeah. So I literally went, I must be putting on weight again or something like that. And I weighed myself. I'm not. I've lost weight. And I'm like, why do I feel like I look chubbier than I did a month ago?
Right.
It's weird. Like, it is weird.
But you,
and then,
I think everybody goes through that too. Like, I feel some weeks I'm like, oh my God, like, how did I gain all this weight?
But do you weigh yourself and go,
no,
you didn't weigh anything? Yeah.
Weigh anything.
I don't know.
It's just, I feel like.
I look at it and I go, I'm 55. Which I think I look great for 55.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm single.
Yes.
So when you've built a comfort level with your partner, now you're starting all fucking over and you still have the same mentality as you might have had in your 30s, mm-hmm. where you're or 20s or whatever, where you feel like you need to hit a certain, like you don't really know what to expect, mm-hmm. right, with somebody, and I don't know.
Well, that's my point. Mm-hmm. 90% of the population that you're going to be with, say, naked.
Yeah.
They're probably not looking like a supermodel.
No.
So fuck it.
And the other thing is you have to remember, even when you're with them, how often are you absolutely naked with them?
Well, hopefully a lot.
Right.
You get my point. I mean, we're also critical of ourselves, but
But you know, the best way to accept people as they are is to go to a nude beach. You guys ever been to a nude beach?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, but she's fantastic looking. Seriously.
No doubt. No doubt. But like, she would be an anomaly at a nude beach. To
were
be
you
honest,
a nude beach
she would
in Canada?
Be an anomaly.
In Canada?
Yeah.
No.
That was down
in the
Caribbean.
Caribbean.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Most nude beaches
it's
that
terrifying.
I've been to, and I've been to lots
it's terrifying.
Of nude beaches. It is initially, and then when you get out there and you start looking around, you go, you know what? I look like everybody else out here.
They're just normal looking people.
In fact, probably better than some.
Yeah, yes. But I found a lot of them are really old. So
I think it's a mature thing. Like, you don't find young people that can embrace.
Yeah, that was really unfortunate. That, yeah,
I don't know. I saw.
I just found a lot of them look like they were 80, 85, and they're going to look like an 80 or 85 year old.
They don't give a shit by that
sun,
point.
Too. That's the other thing. If you're, especially if you're in the South, in the Caribbean.
That's not the part I was talking about. it wasn't their skin.
Your boobs
so much.
Don't stay where they're supposed. And so,
well, there's that.
So
yeah.
Watching this show on Netflix, it's on plastic surgery and laser. Do you know which one I'm talking about? The two women own it. Anyway, and you know what? I'm for it. Like, I feel like there's some stuff I want to get done over the next few years. Nothing dramatic where I look like, oh, look, she looks stunned or stupid or whatever. Nothing like that, but stuff that I want put...
My theory, do what makes you happy.
I agree.
That's right.
I 100%
agree.
Whether
it's go for a run or get facelift, whatever.
Do what makes you happy.
Do what makes you happy.
Whatever.
Right? Yeah.
If you can afford
business.
It, why not?
It's nobody's business.
It's
100%
you.
Agree self-love. With that. 100% agree. Yeah. But I'm watching the show and I'm thinking, I mean, there's lots of stuff you can do that are non-surgical today that make a huge difference for wrinkles and skin and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even
and
tightening up your skin.
And people are excessive as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to tell you about my stupid purchase on the weekend. So I went to the home show and, you know, vanity, right? So they have this, it's a home show. You wouldn't think that in a home show they would have skincare products, but apparently they do. A couple of skincare products.
I bet you this is
so
shit.
We know what it is.
I got
rooked in to sit down, and of course he puts this stuff on. He says, "Oh, you could use this product," and he's looking
under
at my,
your eyes,
bags
right?
Under my eyes.
Yeah.
So I buy it. $300.
That was not like what we do.
This was $600, but he knocked it down.
Of course he did.
Of course. And then when I get home, I go.
It was actually $300.
Really, it was $300, but he overpriced it so that he can give his
sell.
Big
have you
sale,
noticed
right?
a difference?
I did when I put it on. When you put it on, it actually works for several hours.
Yeah.
It does take the back.
Well, what's that woman's line there?
Wears off.
There's something trick to the women's skin that you can put on and tightens things up a little.
Bullshit.
Bit.
Yeah, hyaluronic acid.
Is that, what does that do?
I don't know what it does, but I feel like I look younger.
It really tightens things up.
I've seen.
I use it. You can't go out in the sun with it. Or
what's this new therapy where
skin?
They take like you have like all these dots? It's like these micro dots that are all over, and they put it on your eye, and like I don't know, it's like a machine or something.
There's a lot of stuff
heals,
out there
and
now.
It heals now or something. It does
yeah,
something. It,
I don't know. I think
you get all the micro dots everywhere, and then. I don't know, that it heals.
They'll take some stuff now.
It's like dermabrasion, but it's...
Yeah, they do. They take some of your own stuff and inject it in, and your body... Or no, they use this certain acid thing that your body goes in and tries to repair, and as it's repairing that, it builds collagen. You build own collagen.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sure. There's all kinds of... I gotta think you gotta have deep pockets for this shit.
Oh, it's expensive.
Like,
well,
it's,
I just
sure,
find
it's 100%.
It's, you have to wade through the bullshit. There's so much bullshit. Like, this guy said, well, you know, because you produce collagen during the night. I'm like, where the fuck?
Okay, I don't want to point out the obvious, but you were at a home show.
I didn't think about it until after,
right? Yeah, there's probably a lot of bullshit in that bra. And he just, and when you left, he went, that's awesome, right?
Well, you're building.
I'm $300 richer today.
Yeah. Yeah. And I get to keep 50% of it. And he thought he talked me down.
Well, after this podcast, I'll bring it out and we'll try it on everybody and see if we'll see what if it works on Jeff too.
It's probably the same shit that she and I.
No
is
kidding.
Is it
El
Maquillage
syringe?
What's it called? El Maquillage or something like
no,
that?
No.
Does it have
not
two
that.
Things?
Yes.
Yeah, you put
yeah,
it
yeah.
and then you do. And
no,
it comes in fancy boxes?
Boxes. One's a syringe and the other one's a. Like
a pump?
No, it's a jar and a little paddle.
I feel. I really hope it's not the same shit we bought because I'll tell you.
Did
you got
like it
for $300 Canadian?
Right? We got ripped off.
Oh, fuck.
It worked pretty good, though.
Yeah, I still have some.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. My thing's.
Let's check the bags right away.
My thing broke, so it wouldn't pump anymore.
I have an extra one if you'd like
it.
Oh,
do you?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll bring it tomorrow.
All
right. I haven't even started the other one.
Really?
Yeah.
We should have one. Like, we had the sex toy party. Can we do
facelift party? We talked about doing a Botox.
What sex toy? Did I miss a sex toy party?
Were you not there for that
Love
one?
Wings. The Love Wings episode. We did Love
Wings. No, you weren't there. No. Oh, that was funny.
Love Wings.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. No, that was last year.
Yeah.
That was so last year.
That was a couple of years ago.
Well, okay, it was a couple of years ago.
Is that what, what's her name does?
22.
Yeah. So I said I'd throw a party, so we thought we would do a podcast around the party. Of course,
it was hilarious.
Andrew and Riley are there, which was really funny because Andrew's asking all these questions. We're like, what, are you going to fucking sell this stuff? Like, he was so like, so what's this? And he was all like, and how much money do you make on this?
Oh my God.
I said, holy moly, kid. Anyway, that was funny. Yeah, it was a little weird to be there with your sons.
But we could do like a Botox party or something. We talked about that.
No, it's not Botox when it comes to your house. It's a it's something else.
Oh, is it?
It's not Botox product.
It's something else.
It's something else, really?
Yeah.
No. Can't we do one of those? That would be funny as fuck.
Oh, so you know what? This is actually one of the times that I like was around you. Like I think I'd met you, but I don't think we were hanging out then. So they're having a Botox party at a friend of ours house. So I go over to it and I'm like, and this is... God, this is
years ago.
Yeah, years ago, and I'd never had bow tie. I was in my late 40s.
I had neither. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so we're all at this party and stuff, and I go, I am so glad that I don't need this, as everybody's going in and stuff. And I'm not even kidding you. My friends and I do the whatever these
quotes,
are called
in quotes. Friends
quotes. They all go. And I go, what do you mean? Mm. And I go, and they go, I go, what do you mean? As they're pointing to me, and I go, they're going, never mind. And I go, do you think I need Botox? And they're like, well, a little. And I thought, fuck, I have terrible friends. Next thing you know, I'm going in there and getting it done.
But the thing with Botox, it's different from fillers. People always confuse that when you say Botox, if you don't know what we're talking about. Yeah. Botox and fillers are two different things. Botox doesn't fill the lines. Botox stops the movement of your facial muscles that create the lines.
Which is
if you've got
equally
lines
as
happening,
weird.
Well, I don't want
you
that.
You got a dead face. No, you don't want to.
You don't do your entire face. Certain parts need Botox, certain parts need fillers.
Yeah, certain parts, yeah. Like, I've got some craters that would take, like, it would, you need, like major spatula of product in there to smooth those
major
over.
Major spatula.
But anyway, but no, and the Botox, it just numbs the muscles so that when you smile with your eyes, most people do, especially some people more than others, it stops that wrinkling effect so it doesn't get worse. And it actually will smooth out because I know Mike's had it done, and his face is not that wrinkly for a guy 6 years old.
No, he doesn't. Not at all. And he got it on his forehead, so there's no lines there that you can.
But
see. He doesn't look overdone either.
No, not at all. No.
Not at all.
When was the last time I was here?
God.
Well, we've only done two podcasts, we haven't done many, right?
So
you guys like
Christmas.
Missed my birthday and everything.
I don't even think we were recording then.
You were away. All
right, no.
Fine.
Happy birthday.
It was January 7th.
It's your birth year, isn't it? You spell it the whole year. You got to celebrate the whole year. It's your 6 year. 36 again. 36.
We just got Botox in the mic.
Yeah, right. Or something in the mic. So this is kind of what we were going to talk about tonight. But I was going to actually, well, I'm switching. We'll switch gears later, but
we're almost out.
But no, this was one of the things I wanted to talk about is sort of aging, getting in your 50s and stuff like that. And Jeff and I are both single. Not that we would ever fucking date, because that would never happen. But you guys,
you mean date each other?
No, correct. Okay. Never. So I'm sitting there going,
really, really feels good for my confidence right now.
Not that there's anything wrong with just you, but you just you know,
check my list.
I'm sure you're not surprised.
Just cross Rita's name off.
Like it was ever on it. Yeah. But you know what? And you're sitting there going, so, and only because I've been thinking a lot about this, because I'm almost turning month three now. And I have to tell you, somebody sent me a text the other day that said, I can't believe you're single because you're amazing. And you know what? I actually was driving to work today going, how the fuck am I single? Like, what is wrong? Like, anyway, so I thought we'd talk through that and maybe get some advice on what to look for, what not to look for. I was
and
on a...
who are you getting advice from?
You guys.
Me.
Oh, yeah, because I'm panel. The queen of advice on that.
No, but we're good at giving advice. We're not good at taking our own, right? So the advice coming at you from other people is good.
So my take on women that are typically women that are always single or seem to find themselves not... I think it's... A lot of it is... Type A type women, for some reason.
No.
Yes, I don't find that type A women. Type A women.
Okay, let me just preface. Hold on, hold that thought.
Yes.
I was married. I've been married for 18 years. I had a 7-year relationship and then a 2-year relationship. So it's not like I've always been single.
No. But I'm just saying, men are intimidated by type 100%. A women.
100%.
And men, but the right guy isn't. Do you think? It's okay. So, okay, fair enough.
Then you haven't met the right guy. And that was just going to be my point.
Men are not attracted to type A women, and type A women are not attracted to non-type A men.
Correct. I would agree 100%.
So a type A man doesn't want a type A woman,
I feel like I'm fucked. Then it's like a competition.
Them. Exactly. So they don't get attracted. They're not attracted.
100%.
I think type A men are more attracted to a more subservient,
quiet, subservient.
So right? My last boyfriend was far from type A. Nice guy, super nice guy, but he was not type A.
But he held his own. He was not a mouse.
No, he did. Yeah,
he was type A in his own world.
Yes,
he was very fastidious.
What does that mean?
He had to have everything just so.
Oh yeah,
he had to
yeah.
do everything just this way. Yeah. So that is type A.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well,
so rigid, rigid in his mm-hmm. beliefs and his
very rigid.
So you all know me,
easygoing but rigid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, I would say that. Yeah, that's fair. So
which can be a bonus.
And I'm not talking about his circumcised or uncircumcised unit.
I've never heard a woman.
No, I'm talking about the rigid word.
No, I get it. Yeah,
as long as it's.
I can hear his ears turning as we're saying rigid. He goes, "Oh, I can use that."
Yeah, I got it. There's a joke here somewhere. Here it comes. There's a fucking joke. So all right, so you guys have known me for like Jeff's known me the longest, and I'm not sure I take dating advice from him. But
no, I give good advice.
Who do I look for?
Don't.
What do I look for?
Don't look for
anyone. Okay, wait a minute. So you know, I've done a fair amount of research on dating. You're not going to walk into a fucking grocery store and run into somebody. That doesn't happen anymore. It's not how it used to be like that. It's not. So if you want to be in a relationship with somebody.
Look at Canadian Tire. I mean, the Costco parking lot. Yes, it does happen.
But did you pick up?
Did you date them?
Did you get picked up at Costco?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, it does happen. It
rarely. In
the circumstance was a little weird
because
you had little kids and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But, I mean, it does happen.
But I think it's rarely. I don't think you can hook your wagon to that. Like, I think today there's dating. Yeah. It's not like it used to be. We're not at an age where you would go to a bar and run into somebody because a lot of us are not going into bars, right? I mean, I happen to because I think it's fun. But we're at an age now where that's not, like, you may not meet somebody in that aspect, but if you're looking to meet somebody at some point, then you can go to a matchmaker, you can go to a lunch date thing, you can go to online, whatever it is. But that's really not my question. The one thing, the first time in my life, I have said to myself, I don't want to be alone. Up to this point, I've always went, you know what? I don't really care. I'm fine. And I'm fine. Don't get me wrong. But it was nice having somebody to hang out with.
Yeah.
That was nice. Whether he was right for me or not right for me,
everybody needs
he was
a
still
person.
A nice man, and it was nice to hang out with him.
Everybody needs a person. That's just to bounce things off of, your feelings, your ups, your downs, whatever. You need a person.
Yeah. So what do you look for? You know me.
What do you look for?
What's my partner look like?
No foreskin.
Oh, okay.
No, but okay, decide.
I'm trying to do a little bit.
Let's get deeper than that.
Have you ever tried just to go out and have fun and not thinking you're going to meet someone?
I never go out to meet anybody, ever. No. My whole life I've never gone out to meet
anybody.
I've
never gone to a bar to pick up somebody.
Never. It's never in my head. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about... I don't go to a bar and go, oh my God, I hope he's going to be here and look around and see what the options are. Ever. I've never done that.
I've been approached. I've been given numbers. But I've never went out with that intention.
No. And it's not the same as when we were young. In all fairness, it's not. You're either going out with your significant other. Very few guys at this age are going out with guys unless they're going out on a Thursday night after they've played hockey. Maybe that's what I need
agree.
To do.
I agree.
So it's a different way of approaching life based on age. I'm not desperate. I'm not crying at night because I'm on my own, but I'm trying to get a grasp on who that person from somebody else's perspective thinks would be a good match for me.
So the one difficult thing I think is we're at an age where if you do meet somebody and if you're attracted to them, one, are they younger? Do they have younger kids? Right? Are they older and they're too much older because the mindset's not where you want it to be?
Right.
So it's trying to find that balance. And I have no answers.
Yeah.
And I would say that both you and I as women, and we're close to the same age, I would say both you and I are still very young at heart, the way that we approach life. Mm-hmm. We're fun. We have fun in our day jobs, and we want to be out and doing shit and whatever. And the couch is not necessarily where we want to be watching on every Friday night. So I agree with you.
So I look at guys my age and older and go, not really my speed. Not right? Not I really attractive. I mean, there's one-offs for sure, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's hard. I have no idea. Like,
I talked to a gal that walks around the neighborhood. She, like us, in the 50 to 60 age group there, or whatever you want to call us.
Seniors.
She goes, well, I just haven't found a guy that interests me. And she goes, I would date you, Jeff, but you're too short. Because she's tall. She's almost 6 foot.
I get that. I totally understand that. I do get that. So do I.
You can see me at the time going, well, thank you very much, Kristen. I really feel so good about myself being a midget. But no, right. But I said to her, I go, because she said, and I said, but that's important to you then. And she, and her point was, what she feels is as we are getting older, it's not, we don't want to compromise, but are you willing to accommodate the differences that may come along? Because as you've said many a times, we are who we are by this point in our life. There's not a lot more changes that are going to come as a result of being in a new relationship. You're not going to change for me if we started dating. You're going to be Donna.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to compromise on certain things just because that's what you do in a relationship, but you're not going to change your whole...
Who you are. And her point was she's finding it difficult. She says, because nobody wants to put the time in with thinking it's going to be a waste of time, but then if you don't try, you never move ahead. And I said, well, there's your problem. I said, she goes, I just have to stop thinking about it and just go out. Because she's having a hard time just going out with a guy to say, do I want to... I don't want to be a short-term relationship girl. I said, yeah, but how do you know if you're going to get to a long-term if you don't try short-term first? So it was, we were talking a while ago, and it came up, but you were like, on Tinder, you'll see a lot, long-term relationship open to short.
I've never been on Tinder.
But I've seen it say, short-term relationship open to long. But and the first one I started seeing, I was thinking, does that mean they just want to have a quick hookup? Or is it just what it is?
Yeah.
You got to start somewhere to get to the long term.
And I'm not a hookup girl. So I find that when I was on dating sites before, that when you would, the thing that would really, like right off the hop, would eliminate somebody is if they started right down the sexual path. I've never fucking met you. Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk about anything like that. I want to know who you are and decide whether...
I don't want your dick pic.
No.
And they do that shit. Like, you're just, it's the first conversation. It's like, what are you doing?
That shocks me. I can't believe
it's
that.
It's stupid. And what it does for me is I think... You have either no self-worth, because if you had self-worth, you wouldn't be doing shit like that. Or you know what? I said this to somebody the other day. I'm not the girl. I've never been the girl you hooked up with. Not that I'm a saint, but I'm not that girl. I've always been, since I've been in high school, I'm not the girl that hooks up with a guy at a party, makes out with him, and now he's my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I've always been the girl you dated. So for me, there has to be a progression, and that's really about the character of somebody I'm looking for. So, and I need somebody that's as ambitious as I am.
Yeah, I guess what you have to look at is, where do you see a man fit in your lifestyle, in your interests, in your day-to-day interests? Like, are you interested in the things that most men are interested in? Because if you're not, then you got to find a guy who's not interested in those things and is interested in where you're
like
interested.
What? Sports?
Do you like?
I own a vodka company.
Right.
No.
I got to think that makes me kind of cool.
Well, then you need to get yourself out there into the alcohol world where somebody can relate to that world.
Fair enough.
You know, I get
that.
You don't like to ride a bike. You don't like to go for hikes. You don't like to go for a walk much.
No. So you're not going to go, you're not going to get involved with somebody
that's a nature enthusiast? Absolutely not.
Donna's more of an outdoors, but she's more of a health.
Yeah, I'm not going camping.
Fitness type person that would
camping's
enjoy
the next
somebody
night,
that
but
runs.
But wait
or
a minute,
bikes,
but you get his point.
But it doesn't mean that I don't do my Peloton and then I don't go to the gym.
No, it just
means I don't really want, I mean, would I, do I go for
you're
walks?
Not gonna go, you're not going to look for a gym guy because that's not your.
But I do go to the gym, and I do my Peloton. Right. So that's about me. That's not about something we're going to do together. And keep in mind, my second ex-husband, that was our... I mean, we spent a lot of time at the gym, right? Like, I'm not against it, and I don't think it's bad.
If that's what you do, and you enjoy doing it, you're going to want somebody that also enjoys those things. That may not be their world, but at least they have the same interest in those
things. I don't need that. I don't need that from somebody. And I don't think somebody...
need to have a common bond.
Yeah, but there's a whole bunch more on top
of that.
What is that?
So what is it that you are
engaging
with men?
Well, that's what he's saying. Find out what,
because you have your world of what you like and what you're immersed in, what you're, where do you see a man fitting into those same things?
Needlepoint.
Do you still do your needlepoint?
No. I did that for one day.
You'd like to go to karaoke.
Yes, but it would be weird if I was with somebody that really liked karaoke.
Why?
I don't know why.
But you'd like to go to hockey games. You'd like. Yes. You like sporting events.
Like sporting events. Yeah.
So you want
to. Sporting events, concerts.
Like, you'd like to go to your friend's pool and hang out.
Yeah,
and
yeah. A pub, so, cook. Yeah. I like to cook.
Yeah. So that's
like
where,
shit like
that's
that.
What he's saying. There's,
that's what but I'm I think, saying. I feel so like find that's that everything. Person that, yeah, but I think there's guys out there that like to go to sports. They say, hey, look, I know you like to go to hockey games. I can get tickets. Let's go.
Yeah.
You got to start as friends first anyway.
I like no matter what games. Kind of relationship.
Shut up, Jeff.
So, and if that's or you got tickets to go to a band's playing at a bar, and you know that they like bands, go to the band.
I
like
yeah,
bands.
For sure, that would be. I agree. Music is important to me for sure.
Like you're not going to be with a guy that could give a shit about music.
No, it doesn't work.
So
either.
I get your point.
I want to be with a guy that wants to do something. Yeah. That isn't so stuck in their
let's get in the car and drive somewhere and go lunch somewhere or out of town.
So here's the weird thing, and I know Donna and I talked about this. I always dated older. My entire life I've been with people that are older. Now that I'm this age, I go, I'm not so sure that's the right fit for me anymore. Because I think I look younger than I am, or it could be some under disillusion.
But don't discount guys that are in their 60s, because there's a lot of guys that are in the same boat. They're looking for a younger...
Thinking.
Like somebody that wants to be active and all that stuff, too. Like, they don't want to be with women that are older either.
I don't know about 60s.
Well, I got to tell you. So I look at my sister, and she is with a guy that's probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 years older than her, which isn't her typical MO. And she said... Don't disregard, because he likes to do everything.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's fun. And he's, yeah. So it's a one-off, right? Yeah. I mean,
so you got to find.
You can't
that person
pigeonhole.
Not so much the age.
Right. So much on anything on other than
an ends up a connection, right?
Yeah.
So I guess when you go on these, like the best way is to go on the dating apps. I mean, that's the only way you're gonna. Have access to anybody that's interested in looking for a relationship.
Yeah, I suppose.
You're not going to go to pick them up at the bar.
No, you're not. That's not at our age or really.
You may randomly find somebody at the Costco or somebody at the grocery store, but that's so random.
I've lucked out. I haven't been on a dating app. It's all been through friends of friends. Yep. It just so happened to be that way.
But if there's an activity that you like to do and there's an opportunity to meet new people in a group setting, there's a lot of good opportunity that you could find somebody that fits your mold.
But like in our town, don't you think you know everybody already? Yes. Like you'd have to go out of town.
I do.
Right? Yeah, no.
No, that's 100%.
In our socioeconomic circle, we know pretty much everybody.
Bigger than you think. I have to carefully word it because I almost said I'm being exposed or I'm exposing myself to older women. But when the women I'm starting to meet on some of the different sites and just in chatting, harmless, are older. And there are...
like 80?
No, not that old. That's my sugar mama.
What's it called? Seniors.com or whatever. What is
I don't even know.
It's my website. But, and they're saying along the lines of what I'm hearing from you guys is they are men in their 60s, because some of the women, I don't know why, and these are good-looking women, and at 62, 63, 64.
60 is the new 40.
I'm telling you, these women
damn straight.
They're beautiful.
Not that you're anywhere near them.
I'm nowhere near
them. No, but when I get there, it'll be the new 40.
Honey, you're only 39.
Right?
You got 20 more years to live.
Well, give me 40 now.
No, you're 39. Trust me. I'm going to check it out. Anyway, but then they're shocked that I'm interested. Because they think, well, you're 59. I go, yeah, but when you were 21, I was 18, and you were rocking it, baby, and I would have been on you on my arm when I'm 18. I'm a hero.
Yeah.
I said, so I'd still be a hero now with you.
That's nice.
And they lap it up like a fucking kid on a.
And
sucker.
You bang him, and then you never see him again.
No, that's not true. I'm teasing. Although it has been my MO over the years.
Oh, I know.
Good for you for broadening your horizon.
Yeah. It's just interesting to hear them. And because I think a lot of the, like you say, Dave, 60 is supposed to be the new 40. And I'm sensing frustration from these gals because their basic thing, premise to me was in conversations, is they're not used to somebody And that's active. A man that's active. Because I say
at 62?
I ride
like sexually active or just active in general?
Active in general.
Okay.
Active in general. And the one lady said, what does sexual positivity mean? It means I can still get it up. I don't fucking know it. Just like when I checked the box on the thing. I said, but I've seen women say that. But
it means you have a good relationship with sex in terms of...
Yeah, you're comfortable. And you're hoping that this becomes... Because I saw a lady's ad last night. I can't remember which one it was on. And she said, if you're looking for just a sexual relationship, swipe left. And that was literally what it said in her bio.
Well, fair enough.
So I swiped right.
She's looking for a relationship.
If you just want sex, swipe left.
That's exactly how I feel. That sex isn't hard to get. I could go out and find that.
Easy.
Easily. Yeah. But finding somebody... So here's the weird thing about me, is that complete type A personality, I get it. I'm strong and whatever. When it comes to relationships, though, I like to take a step back off of that. I do.
Because you're waiting for your Prince Charming to show up, and you gotta show up for him.
Like, what do you mean?
Because you're not putting yourself out there.
Make yourself vulnerable.
To make yourself vulnerable.
I'm not. But in a relationship, I am.
Like, I mean, I don't know. I think a lot of women get wrapped up, and it's like they're waiting for somebody just to fall in their lap, and that
show up.
Like you've got to put yourself in an environment where you're not 100% comfortable because it's a male's world or it's a male environment.
No, I'm good in a man's world, actually. No,
like I mean...
But, okay, I'm going to premise an example. I'm going to use myself. When I'm out, no matter where I am, as a single man, if I see a good-looking woman or even somebody that I can be attracted to her, she's decent-looking, I'm not afraid to say hi, exchange a greeting, nice smile, make a compliment on something they're wearing. And I've had people say to me, I said, well, you're not going to get anywhere by not swinging the bat.
Right.
And I say, so, and over the years, do I have, I don't have a go-to pickup line, though. You're trying to break the ice and help them to be comfortable and warm enough that they want to exchange a conversation with you.
But you're an anomaly, though, Jeff, because I think you do that naturally.
I do, I do.
Because you're not afraid of it. You're not afraid of rejection. And yeah, but 9 out of 10 people. No, but I mean, no, but really. Like,
no, you're right.
No, it's true. Like, yeah. You put yourself out there, and 9 times a good, women will laugh at you, and they'll think, oh, you're just a dog, whatever. And they tease you and stuff like that.
But at least you're
swinging.
I'm swinging.
But out of the 10 times, you might have two that actually want to go for lunch or dinner or whatever. You know what?
He seems like a good ride. Let's see how this runs. And then that's where you're gonna land.
That's where it starts with the short term.
At least you're putting yourself out there. That's what I'm saying. You're putting yourself out there. You're not sitting back waiting for it to happen to you.
And like one woman I was talking to, she said, "Well, do you like camping?" And I said, I have no problem pitching a tent. I said, do I have all the fun?
In the morning, by myself, with my pajamas on. No pun intended.
But I guess for women, I think your best bet is to look online to see what the guy's interests are. And if they're interested in sports, put it out there. Say, look, let's go to a hockey game.
I'll tell you what.
Let's do something that he likes to do. Put yourself out there. I don't know.
I'll tell you what. I'm not kidding you. I will set you up with somebody, and you set me up with somebody. No, let's take an experiment. You have nothing to lose.
I'll vet him before he pushes.
Thank you.
So
you know somebody you would set me up with? Do you?
No, but at the same time, I can put the energy.
I will set you up with somebody.
Yeah, they can't know me.
We'll do, and then we'll come back and talk about it on the podcast.
But they actually, she's going on a double date. That's funny.
Yes.
No.
Why won't you do that? Why? But put yourself.
That's easy. You can double dates are fun.
Take him to the keg and just ditch him.
There's less pressure.
Right? And just leave Jeff. We'll drive and leave him without a car.
Drink and eat all you can and then just leave.
Oh, I got to go. No, and just so you know, I just want to say this. He set me up with somebody once when I was in high school. And I was like, oh, fuck. I actually wore my seatbelt, and it was in the 80s. Nobody wore their seatbelt in the back seat. And I put my seatbelt so he wouldn't come near me. And then when we got dropped off, anyway, we get dropped off afterwards, and Julie goes, oh, my God, that was fun. We should do it again. No, I said, that was really nice meeting you. She goes, we should do that again. And she booked another date with this guy. I had to go with him twice.
It was so funny. Perfect.
No, it was not funny at all. I was like, oh, God.
But at this age,
no,
imagine the fun. Because at least if you're on a double date with me, you've got...
There's conversation, and it's easy. And,
all right, so you want to do this?
I have somebody in mind.
And then you're going to do a podcast afterwards. It's going to be funny as hell.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to get them to sign a like a release. Right? We won't say what your name is, but yeah. All right, you're on.
Just have some fun with
it. When do you want to do it?
Start tomorrow. Donna, you'll assist, won't you?
What's that?
You'll assist with this little venture when
you're
assisted.
Yeah, you gotta I'll show you the list of candidates.
Yeah, that's right. He's got to have his teeth. So, yeah, you better put some parameters there. He has to have all his teeth.
And he's got to be taller. Yeah, nobody well, might. Nobody. I'm 5'7". I'm 5'7". He's got to be 5'10", 5'11".
No, well, okay, now you put no.
No. Wait a minute. Just so you know, if he was the same height as me, I don't care what he looked like. I would never be interested. It's my thing. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, but I wouldn't.
He's got to be 5'10" at the very least. I'm just saying. I'm not short. I'm not tiny either. Yeah, I'm 5'7", right?
5'10" is not. No. That's an average height. So let's make that clear.
All right.
It's not an unreasonable request.
Right. So okay, fair enough.
An unreasonable request that they have to be
6'2".
It's
an attainable request.
That's right. 6'2" is...
They must have sight. They must be able to hear.
Yeah.
Nobody can be... There's no bald women.
Oh, no, no, no.
And all limbs and digits.
I have somebody in mind for you, actually.
A woman.
Obviously.
Well, you know, I've known you a long time. This would not be funny.
Somebody in mind with you.
It can't be somebody I know, though.
You don't.
Do I know who it is?
No, but I'll tell you later.
Okay.
I'll tell you later. So, yeah. Hey, Byron. And Byron entered the room. Everybody put their hands together for Byron.
Why do we get first rum shots?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, look.
Spiced rum.
Byron Money is handing out.
I actually love spiced rum.
Shot glasses.
Where'd you get these? We got shot glasses from Byron.
There's rum in it.
Yeah, where's the rum?
Kind of a bit of a ripoff.
No. So Byron. Thank you. So Byron just walked Byron. In. And Byron's single.
I've known him too long. we're talking about setting me up, is what we're talking about. So you walked into it, just so you know.
Just so you know.
Yeah. Anyway.
Byron. So do you want to be set up with Rita or me?
Byron's going, I got to go. There's no way I can win in this.
Donna and I say, thank God we're not on the market.
Right? So, anyway, it is what
We should wrap this up.
Yeah, we should.
Yes.
Like, if I had a nickel. Anyway. Well, everybody, come on. Thanks for coming out. Stay tuned for part two, but it won't be next week. We'll hopefully get it done in the next couple weeks. We can talk about it. It will be funny. That I can guarantee you. Anyway, cheers. Thanks. Like Taylor Uber and follow us on Friday.
Bye.